You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, this is why I love this gig. I've got my good friend, Kevin Gale. We're going to talk about South Florida business and wealth. When you go around town, you'll see George Perez's face everywhere on the cover, but you really need to tune in, turn inside. I had to say tune in just a little bit, because that's where you'll see my column. Kevin and I are working together. We've got a partnership, so let's roll, Kevin. What's going on here in South Florida business and wealth initial edition? You call it maiden edition? What do you call these things?
Maiden edition sounds pretty cool. I hadn't thought of that one. Inaugural, perhaps?
Inaugural? Okay, inaugural. The inaugural maiden edition of South Florida Business and Wealth. So, Kev, you know, you and my buddy Gary Press, you've been together, you know, doing this stuff for quite some time. I guess this is sort of where you bring all of your stuff together in one place.
Well, I sort of jokingly say I'm a dinosaur because I've been a business journalist down here for 30 years, three decades. So I've seen a lot of change down here. And we felt there was a real need in the market here for a local business magazine. So you can't see it over the radio, but we're trying to do a combination of Ocean Drive meets Business Week, really nice presentation and some really thoughtful stories.
Yeah, they can't see it on the radio, but they can go to www.sfbwmag.com, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to say that again because there's Jets fans listening. It's www.sfbwmag.com. It's great stuff. And you know, it's different than other magazines. It's written kind of in a way that, to me, is accessible.
Well, you know, I like good storytelling. To me, it's always about who the reader is. And in this case, it's 30,000 senior-level business people throughout the region. So we have a very regional voice. We want to hold up a mirror to reflect what's going on in South Florida and be a voice for how we can change and how we can grow and how we can improve and how we can all grow our businesses.
Well, let's give it a little tease here for a second. You got Jorge Perez on the front. He was right 10 years ago. Will he be right again? We had Carlos on last week, Carlos Rosa, the president of George's condo division, and he talked all about how they're building condos in all the major submarkets, and they believe that there's still room for growth. I got to believe that George backed that up in his interview, no?
You know, George is amazing what he's been able to do. You know, it was like the Great Recession was a bit of a speed bump for him, but not that big. He's diversified his company, which is very interesting. He's involved in international markets. He's involved in affordable housing. He's involved in mid-price housing. So, you know, he's learned from the recession. The headline you mentioned 10 years ago refers to a story I did when I was with a different publication. And George talked about his vision of how South Florida would be this collection of urban villages. Now, mind you, I don't think we had heard of things like Art Basel and Wynwood and the Design District emerging back then. So now what you're seeing, it's almost like New York City down here, where you're seeing these sort of great neighborhoods emerge right before our eyes. It's like history is alive right now.
You know, and I'm flipping through this. First of all, I want to give a high five to my old friend Tom Goddard. Man, he's done some smoking deals, and that's one of the ads in here.
Yep.
Now, you talk about technology in here. Tell me a little bit about what you see coming in technology.
Well, I always refer to Manny Medina's Emerge Americas conference as sort of symbolic of what's happening down here. Miami's always had a great entrepreneurial culture, and what a lot of people are trying to foster now is make us the tech hub of the Americas. You know, if we could do for us what Asia has done for San Francisco, Silicon Valley, that would be absolutely huge down here. So if you went to Emerge, you saw all the venture capitalists coming in. You saw all the entrepreneurs with their ideas and pitching them. And Miami has a key advantage is that we have the legal protection and the professional infrastructure here that makes it attractive to move these companies to Miami, and also the VCs like them on American turf where they can keep a little bit of an eye on them.
Oh, no, and I love Manny, and we had his team on. We were talking about Emerge America, and we're going to get Matt on. Matt's been on. We're going to talk about that. I'm a firm believer in the theory of the tech evolution here and Manny bringing Emerge and that being the Art Basel of technology. Firmly believe that South Florida is poised to continue growth. I don't want to use the terminology that I always find offensive, which is that we're defining a new paradigm. I just think it's a natural growth and that this is our century. Now, you've got another story here about crowdfunding. Again, I'm in commercial real estate. I do a lot of capitalization. Crowdfunding is kind of an interesting new spin that's come out of the internet thing. I still think it's a little bit risky for real estate, but it's happening.
It is indeed. You know, it's sort of started out of, oh, you think this is a cool product and you'll, you know, give some money to it and then you'll get a, you'll either get the product for free or you'll get a discount on it. And real estate is one of the areas that's emerged. The regulatory system still isn't totally there. There's issues in Florida, for example, that you can't be a non-accredited investor and invest in equity crowdfunding things. So, you know, again, government regulation often lags on things like that.
I just got an email from Vivian that Joan Rivers died. So a moment of silence for Joan Rivers, perhaps the funniest person on TV for the last, I don't know how many years. God bless you. God rest your soul, Joan Rivers. All right. Okay, we go on. So I also see that you have my good friend Andy Cagnetta in here from Transworld Business Brokers. You know, he's very well positioned to take advantage of the growth that we're going to have here in South Florida over the next few years because he specializes in businesses of all sizes and helps people get involved right away.
You know, it's interesting. I've known Andy for many, many years. He's always been a great source to me. And he really sort of has his finger on the pulse of what's going on. And a lot of us probably know with the demographics of the baby boomers aging, there's going to be a lot of businesses for sale. And a lot of people have delayed selling their business because of the recession. And it's going to be very interesting. I almost feel like there's sort of a changing of the guard going on in general.
Well,
there is
a changing of the guard. You know, we talk to the wealth managers all the time, and one of the big issues is that these the older generation ages. They wonder what's the newer generation going to do. Some of them will continue to do what the family did. Others are going to want to take their, I'll call it their family office, in a different direction. And if they want to really make a difference, they're going to do real estate. That's a silo that I've been working very heavily. We'll probably talk about that on future shows when we bring in some of your people that are wealth managers. Now, here's something that I really believe is true, and you didn't write this article, but we can still probably talk about it. Carlos Arboleda, I can never get Carlos's last name right. I guess it's because I'm a gringo from North Miami Beach. Carlos is terrific, and he's in here talking about community banking and the fact that the banking regulations could hamper the economic recovery. I agree with him.
Absolutely. You know, it's a lot of what goes on with government is the law of unintended consequences. You know, they have some good intentions, and certainly, you know, the bust of all the banks during the recession showed that there was some need for regulation. But when you're a small institution and have to struggle with, you know, the bureaucracy and the red tape, and you have to start hiring a lot of talent, you can't leverage it that well. And so that's one reason we're seeing a lot of the banks merge these days.
Yeah, in fact, we have a good relationship with Florida Community Bank and some of the other, I'll call them new banks, mm-hmm. Nouveau banks. I don't know. What do you call them?
I know there's Nouveau branches. I guess there could be Nouveau banks.
Well, my guys there are Nouveau cool guys. So, but Florida Community Bank, I've had some good success, closed some good deals with them. So I think that the replumbing of the financial services industry is working. I just don't know how fast. A lot of the small business people express to me when I meet them on the street that they still have problems getting good loans.
You know, I had met a really interesting banker today. I actually have known him for a while, Sid Spiro of Region Bank. And, you know, he talked about how you have to be inventive to be able to call to offer all these services these days. So there's a way to do it, but you have to get strategic partners and alliances and utilize technology really effectively.
All right, we are going to take a break here. I want to come back and I want to talk about some of the things that are coming up. Specifically, I want to talk about the new Apogee Awards, and I want to talk a little bit about office space because I see my good friend Tim Pronka right there with my buddy Angelo Bianco in an article written by our old friend Darcy Lunsford. We'll be right back with more of the launch of the maiden magazine issue of South Florida Business and Wealth. It's got Jorge Perez on the cover. Great stuff inside. Support the magazine. It's got some really, really good stuff, and it's only going to get better. Back after this.